Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's up? Hello, everybody. This is Stacy, and this is Black People Business Wednesday on Wednesday. And this is Wednesday, October the 3rd. And I am delighted to be here. I'm delighted that you listen. I want to thank you guys for listening because I love doing this stuff. And I don't know, I think Black people are important, so I want you to think Black people are important. I got kids. I want them to think they're important, which they are. I got a grandson. I want him to know he's a baby king, and we are kings and queens, born of royalty way back when. We brought to this country, made some slaves. We ain't dead yet. They try to kill us. They take away our rights, but they cannot get away with it. And today it was a good day for me because the debates happened, and boy, there are some righteous white folks mad. Why didn't the president, oh, my God, everybody but Rachel is cussing at the president, asking him, why didn't you say this and why didn't you say that? And you know what? That is wonderful because in America, stuff never changes for Black people until white people get really mad, and they're really mad. So today is a good day, and today we're talking about, so I got music going on, I got my show going on, a couple things I want to talk about today, and it's very important that we as people, just people living in this country, see, yeah, this is the greatest country in America. This is a country where you can open a business. You can do anything you want to do. You can smoke weed. You can buy crack. You can do all kind of stuff. But over time, you can sit up and play video games for 15 years, okay, 30 years. But over time, all of that type of shit that you're so accustomed to get you in a frame of mind and body to where you're listless. You don't want to do nothing but the same old shit that you always done because everything is easy. You don't have to fight for nothing because you just don't. You don't have to fight for nobody because you just don't. People ain't fighting for people. People just letting stuff happen. I got a job, I'm happy, right? Well, surprise, surprise, 2012, George Bush happened. And all of that has changed for everybody in America. Now, for some strange reason, in a racist country, we elected a Black president who's had the worst time, but the best time, but the worst time because he's a Black man in America, and he somehow became president. And my feeling is, if the rest of us as Black people had our shit together, he wouldn't have such a hard time. If we did what was right. Imagine if it was President Ricardo Obama, okay? Imagine how Hispanic Latino, that was my version of a Latino president. But imagine Cinco de Mayo comes. I'm like, what the hell is that? Oh, it's May 5th. Okay. Imagine how many of the people would gather behind that Latino Hispanic president for these 4 years and wouldn't let half the shit go down that has gone down. Not us. Not us. We mad because Black Hawk, he ain't done nothing for us. Nigga, what have you done for anybody? So that's what we need to do. Figure out how we're going to make Black America better on a real tip. And that's what we're all about, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're talking about the Voting Rights Act and what people had to go through for us to vote. You know, just vote. Just vote. Here in California, it's so easy to vote. Just go vote. And it's very important that we learn our history, because if we don't get in tune with our history, we're done. We're already done, but I don't want us to see any more of being done. You know, I'm so proud about who I am, and I'm so straightforward in my mind, and I'm so strong-willed, and I'm so this and that, and I don't stand for shit. And I understand where I am in my life right now and why God put me. And I thank God for the things that he does for me. I mean, crazy stuff happens that I'm like, okay, God, I just got to thank you. I got to thank you for like 2 hours because anybody else would be done. Somehow, it's just a crazy thing. You know, so I appreciate. I'm a very grateful person. My parents taught me to be grateful, and I'm grateful because I was born in 1964. And maybe I should explain this and why I get so pissed off at black people if the reason why they don't get up off their ass no more for nobody else. I was born in 1964 in December. All the shit went down. Everybody got killed, did it up. We got our rights and stuff right in time for me to be born. So I never had to even know that there was a time in history if I didn't choose to learn it and study my people and what they did for me before I was born. So I was a kid, and I always thought, man, I'm the generation. I'm the kid Martin Luther King got killed for. I'm the kid that Malcolm X got killed for. I'm the kid that the Panthers got all shot up, kids killed, house burned, bombed and shit. Little three little girls got killed, all that shit at the church, everything. I'm the kid. Me. I'm the kid that they were fighting for. I wasn't even born. They out there dying and shit. I'm the kid. They were thinking about me with my 47-year-old ass today. I didn't have to Rosa Parks nothing. And now all I'm asking people to do on a regular basis is realize you that kid too. And you owe it to the next set of kids. I mean, I could have grew up and, you know, and that's what I tell my daughter. I could have stayed with my husband. But I love myself too much for that. I want it better for you and for me. And even my son to this day, when he got some sense, he say, yeah, Mom, it's kind of good our dad wasn't with us. You know, you got to do what you know is right for you. You have to do what you know what is in your heart. Black people, the condition that we are right now, you can't tell me as a black person that you are satisfied with the plight of your people in this country. You cannot for one second tell me that. And the generation after generation after generation that goes by becomes more and more less important for us to understand where we come from. We get less grateful about the shit that people did. So, like me, I'm the kid, 1964. I'm never going to forget that shit because people didn't have to do that. They didn't have to do that shit. And what are they doing 47 years later? The Voting Rights Act was enacted and enforced in 1965. My dad was born in 1912. He was older than me before he could vote as is right. That is a damn shame. And I'm going to walk around and act like I don't owe my grandson, my great-grandson, and all of that. What if I just stop voting? Then my daughter ain't going to think it's important to vote. My sons, they voted with my oldest, voted the president in his very first time as a black man voting, 18 years old. His very first time voting, he voted in a man that was black like him. He felt so proud about that shit. And he should. And my second son, he's old enough now to vote. He could vote in his very first time. They don't understand how blessed they are. Because their grandfather couldn't even vote, let alone see a man that looked like him up there. We're so ungrateful. That's why I don't deal with anything ungrateful, whether it's a kid, a friend, anything. You got to understand where the fuck you come from. And you got to give it back to people. Nobody had to do that shit for us. We could still be fucking slaves. Leave it to this country and the way they want to treat us today. You don't want to get up off your ass and wash your mama's car, let alone being out there right now picking cotton. The sun is high and strong. Your black ass would be out there right now. Yeah, you know, that's what Bob Marley just said. Yeah, you know, those are the righteous people. Them dreadhead niggas. Them is the niggas. Every song they talking about Jesus. What we talking about? Ooh, her booty, her ass, girl. Give it to me, girl. Bullshit. They talking about love and Jah. Girl, I love you like Jah. Okay? What the fuck's wrong with American black people? What the hell's wrong with our leaders? That's what I want to know. There ain't no leaders. They some fake niggas. They caught in the system just like I was, just like most of y'all still are. Where you think everything on Facebook is cute. I'm looking at my friends' stuff on Facebook, LA shit, whole titties all out, everybody grinning with their asses and titties out. It took me an hour and a half to explain to somebody that walk around with their titties and their ass out how to copy and paste. Copy and paste. Almost blew my brains out. Control C. You don't know how to highlight letters and numbers on your computer and your ass and your titties is out? What's wrong with Black America? You know what's wrong? It's your parents. That's what's wrong first. And I've seen something on Facebook. Don't hurt people. Help people. You know what? Some people you can't help. Some people you just need to talk to and tell them what's real and let God help them. If I'm all messed up, somebody made me. You always going to go back to what you came from. So that's why I don't worry about none of my kids. They're going to come back to where they came from, the right stuff, integrity, doing things with excellence, cleaning your ass, keeping stuff clean, respecting yourself. They're going to come back to that. But they get out here with all this old bullshit in the world and all this old bullshit music they listen to, and they think they're more than they are, and you just got to leave them alone and let the world beat their ass for a minute. That's what my mama did, but she didn't have to do it to me because guess what? I listened to my mama. I listened to my crazy-ass mama because I knew she was crazy. So I'm too busy trying to make kids happy. I said a long time ago, fuck your kids. Food, shelter, clothing, okay? When you're 14, I'll sign a permit for you to get a job. When you are 18, you are going to college or you are getting your ass out of here, and I am not leaving you shit, so don't be trying to kill me. All that's going to be left is $250 to cremate my ass and put me next to Grandma and Grandpa. So you'd be really doing more than it's worth. Voting Rights Act, that's what we was really here tonight to talk about. But I'm tired of Black people. And they just don't make sense to me with the Oprahs and the Jay-Z's and Alicia Keys's and all these people and all this money and the basketball players and the shoe niggas and the song niggas and the fancy niggas, even niggas in my family that don't do shit for nobody but they sell. How long is that going to last for a race of people? And then we wonder why don't nobody like President Obama? That lets me know you ain't even got common sense. I figured that out. Well, they don't like him, nigga, because they don't like you. They don't like me. Why? Because we don't do nothing for each other but make shit hard. And, yeah, they got negative stuff out there about us, but we add to the shit. Okay? Yeah, you sag when you 14 to about 17, 18. But you ain't supposed to be sagging out there and you 23, 24, 25, 30 years old. Okay, all that's a trend. It ain't a lifestyle, ignorant Negroes. And somebody need to be telling. That's why if you're going to church, stop going. There's no older Black institution in America than the Black church. And look at Black people. You should be in the business of calling on the power of the Black God to help you to fix your people. And he will if you're real. He helped my Black self. So I know if you real with a 99,000 niggas praying with you, you should really be able to do some powerful stuff like my girl Joyce Meyer, okay? That's why I won't go to church as long as there's Joyce. Because she's doing stuff, more stuff in Africa than I've seen anybody Black. Ain't nobody, everybody Black, and there goes my girl Joyce. She in the middle of all the little Africans, kissing them, holding them, feeding them. Where's T.D. Jakes? Fancy somewhere, tiptoeing, grinning. Where's Creflo? Somewhere telling niggas not to smoke no weed. Where? And beating his daughter's ass in the backseat of the car. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Shit, that's Willa Mae Johnson all day long. All right. Oh, I did it to Jesse once. And, oh, I know she never, I was driving. I was like, what? Out all night. I love you, Jesse, if you're listening, but you know I love you. We laughed about it. I was at Loaves and Fishes out on night 18. She was 18. I almost lost my mind. I almost crashed that goddamn car into a tree. I was like, what? oh, you think I'm that stupid? Oh, I put one hand on the wheel and the other one all upside her head in the back seat of the car. Don't you ever. You can say anything, but don't you ever. Oh, my God, I'll never forget it, and never, she won't either. But that's why I'll need her to vote this year, so we'll have a good president. All right, back to the issue at hand. Okay, this is how it started. We were slaves, right? Abraham Lincoln, goddammit. He hooked us up. He gave us the hookup. But after that, Jim Crow, and we're going to go through the history of the Africans in American in America, History Channel, two discs. You'll be mad like me, and you'll get up off your ass and you'll do something. Africans in America. Somebody even stole one of my copies. That's how much they love black people. So God bless you, but you didn't get both of them. Africans in America, History Channel. Go to the cheap used thing. You get it for $2. You know black people worth $2. Unless it's something we like to eat, then that's worth $20,000. Anyway, black people, that's how we started. So then we went along, Jim Crow'd us, and then KKK'd us, and then there's the bus strike, and then there's a preacher. He said, damn, what? I don't drive no bus, but I am a preacher, and I just got to do God's will. And so he did his thing. We all know that's Dr. Martin Luther King. Okay, Panthers, everybody got shot up. But in the 60s, everybody got shot. President got shot up. President's brother was shot. We were shot. I would have been shot if I was out there, but I was three. Okay, everybody was shot. And then the influx of Reagan with the crack said, well, if we can't get them to kill themselves, we're going to get them to smoke themselves in craziness. Didn't work. Okay, but I'm going back to the Voting Rights Act. And all of that, and now I'm older. You know, maybe if I'm older now. I'm older now. I don't have to raise no kids. I don't have to come home and fry no chicken no more. I don't have to look for report cards. I don't have to buy a Christmas tree anymore. I can do my God purpose and help my people feel like me about themselves in love and understand somebody got their ass busted for you. And I need you to go out there and bust your ass for a kid. And I'm not going to be cute about it. Because being cute ain't cute when we in the condition we are right now, when our kids ain't graduating, when everybody knows some 10 things negative about a black person. If you don't have a nigga mentality, you do a nigga activity. Okay, that's just as bad. Small little minds. Like this dude, I'm calling all, you know, I call all over the country, the internet. You can have business everywhere, what I do. Well, old Negro from Mr. Negro. I ain't never heard of you. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Excuse me? I said, well, I ain't never heard of you neither. And you know what? I said, I don't even deal with people like you, but thank you for your time. Wait. Click. Small minds, small talk, small life. But I want a big life, just like Martin Luther King wanted for you, a big life. It's 817. I ain't talked about the Voting Rights Act yet. Voting Rights Act of 1960, fizzle, 65. Blacks in the South finally get to go to the polls, 65. Says in the century following Reconstruction, African Americans in the South faced overwhelming obstacles to voting. And look at those pictures on our show page, dogs and fire hydrants and shit, okay? All you need to do is go to the post office, fill out your name, get your mama address, okay? Wait to find out where you go, take the vote, and vote, okay? That's all you got to do. Ain't no dog going to come bite you in the ass, and Mr. Charlie ain't going to have the water hose on you, okay? Despite the 15th, and we're going to go over the 15th and 19th Amendments in detail, lack of education, black people, Michael Jordan ain't going to tell you how to figure out life. He'll tell you how to buy his next new pair of shoes, okay? Who's your leader? Who's your black leader? Let me know. Think about who's your black leader that you look up to today, and let's leave Barack Obama out of it because half of y'all niggas wasn't voting for him 4 years ago at this time. All right, so let's leave him out of it. Who's your black leader that you look up to with integrity that you say, you know what, if I could, I'd be like that person, or I'd like the qualities of that person. I like how that person, and make sure it's something good. And I like them shoes on that person. I like her boobies. No, that's not something good. Who is your black person that you look up to in much of the same way that my parents had Martin Luther King, that I have Martin Luther King, and I have Malcolm X, and I have all these great people that I know knew I was going to be coming along at some point because black people were going to continue to exist. So they were not just doing it for themselves because back in them days, you know what? Mr. Charlie could do anything he wanted to you. And it was good, and everybody was like the lawyer lying in court. That went on every day for black people back in this day. You see what I'm saying? So, okay, let me finish. Despite the 15th and 19th Amendments to the Constitution, which had enfranchised black men and women, enfranchised means they gave us the right. If you disenfranchise, you take away the right. So the 15th and 19th Amendments enfranchised black men and women. Southern voter registration boards used poll taxes, literacy tests, and other bureaucratic implements to deny the African Americans their legal right to vote. Southern blacks also risk harassment, dogs, intimidation, fire hoses, economic reprisals, and physical violence when they try to register or vote. Okay, so in the history of America and in dealing with the African American or the African who became the slave, who became the African American when our blood started mixing, you know, they would go, you know, to keep us. For the bolder ones of us that would keep running away, saying no, 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 like me, I'm sure, the acts of violence when they came back would be worse and worse and worse. That is typically the white man's deal, is violence to keep the black man under control. It's always been, it's been since slavery, and when they stopped that, then that's what the, you know, fear and intimidation and the KKK. You know, so you kind of reap what you sow. I love my country so much. But just like I love myself, and I know that when I go out there and I do evil and hurting things to other people, the law of the universe works for me as a person just like it works for a country, unfortunately. You know, so when you've gone out there and you've done all these evil things, and you didn't, evil things aren't done in God's name. I really don't know where people get that from, but God is not a God of evil. But if you do so, do evil in whosoever name, you are going to reap what you sow. So, you know, we were all so protected as a country until that fateful day in 2001 or whatever George Bush was first president. You know, you dish out violence. Violence comes back to you in whatever form. And it may not necessarily be the black man on the white man. It could be any man on the white man, anybody, everybody. And we as a country need to understand that we all in this shit together. And we as black people need to understand that poor single family down the street or that live in that ghetto apartment complex that you know, they're the same as you as far as this country's concerned and as far as your race is concerned. If they're suffering, you suffering too. I don't know why you think you're not. That's why, you know, shoot, I spend my tax returns trying to feed people and bring people up and help my kids, friends and shit when I see their mamas as hoes and stuff. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, when my mama died, I thought my mama was the evilest, mean, just like some of my older retarded siblings think today. I thought my mama was the evilest, meanest old woman till she died and then I fell apart. But all of her friends always, when they talked about her, how Willa was a giver, how Willa always shared what Willa had. If Willa had two loaves of bread, I'll remember this shit. I was like, my mama? Who, when? But see, my mama was a mama. You wasn't in her business if you was her child. So you didn't know what she did with her friends. That's what's wrong with me included. Don't be your, fuck your kids. Don't be their friend. It ain't worth it. They not good friends. Okay, back to my mama. Saying if Willa had two loaves of bread, Willa would give you one. You know, that's my mama. I was like, really, my mama? It's like, well, okay, as a woman my age now, much like my mama, I understand. My mama gave that to inbred that in me somehow by whipping my ass or showing me through her example. That's what we have to be. Martin Luther King showed us through our example. When he did what he did, when he got all, and he's part of all this too. You look on the show page. He's shaking Mr. Johnson, the President Johnson's hand. You know what I'm saying? And thank God for righteous white people. Like tonight, white people are so mad. Righteous white people are like, why didn't you say, oh, Romney talking about, yeah, all the jobs you created, all your friends, blah, 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 blah. Well, why didn't, what you mean friends and contribute? Oh, I could have, I have so many jokes for the president if he would have just been tuned in. He could have let, but the president is a dignified man. Now, I understand. He holding off for the right time, and he's not going to clown himself. He's a black man. See, we always got to set ourselves up at a higher standard in this country. And if you think that you don't to get half the respect from anybody that ain't black, you fooling yourself. My mama and daddy said, baby, you got to know, do twice as much to go half as far. And that ain't no lie. It's sad, but it's true. But in the universe, if you do twice as much, you going to get back. You're going to reap the fruit of that. So ain't nobody going to take nothing from you. As long as you giving your 100%, can't nobody take that from you. Whether it's in your mind, your thinking, your actions, your words, your deeds, can't nobody take that from you. The president was not going to let Romney bring him down to Romney's level. And he was just like JoJo the Clown. Oh, the country's hurting. The country's hurting. Motherfucker, please. You better be glad I wasn't there. Anyway, the Ms. Johnson, you can't come in because I already know the no sound, no voice thing. You're not going to, it's not going to be good. Okay, well, at least you know. So I'm going to take a break. And we are going to finish talking about the Voting Rights Act. And there was something else I wanted to talk about. How we make black people better, okay? I already know. I'm better. Everybody that I talk to that get a little glimpse of how our people work, because you'd be amazed at the people that don't know a damn thing about Martin Luther King. That's it, Martin Luther King. What's black history? Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King. I had a dream. That's it. But we need to wake up, and that's why we call ourselves dream keepers, because that's our job. When he did what he did, I don't think he said, well, you know, guys, if I ain't here tomorrow, I just need everything to stop. Hell no. So this is Black People Business Wednesday, where we talk black people business and how to make black people better. We already know. First step, I need a board of directors. I'm the president, of course, but somebody could have that job if you really want it. But we need a panel of people that will come with me, and I'll do the talking. We need to ask the NAACP, the Asha-Asin Network, and all them other, quote, black organizations, would you seriously, from the 2012 and beyond, kind of restructure your program and take it out of the 1800s and bring it to where niggas are today, will you please? That's what we going to do. I need four other people, four other warriors, baby. Me and four other people. I'm going to take a break because I only got, oh, no, I'm not taking no break. Does that say 827? You thought it was a one. Wear your glasses. Well, I'm going to be back on Friday. I won't be here tomorrow because I have a lot of work to do, and I love you, and I want to make sure I have very innovative, good things to talk about, but we're not finished with the 90 seconds. We're not finished with the Voting Rights Act. I thank you all for listening. You know I love you. I'll be back Friday night. So before you get your grind on, get your Stacey on. This is Black People Business, not Black People not Black People Activity. We ban Black People Activity. We ban that. Nigga Activity, we ban it. We ban it. But this is Black People Business Wednesday. How we make black people better? Let's start to promote ourselves, promote our history, and give me full people that will walk with me and say, hey, look, we need to tailor this shit for reality. I love you. Tune in on Friday. Have a good Thursday. Keep your hump up tonight. And I'm going to end with Power Tower. Yeah.